Ready for the show? I'm ready to start.
10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
Roger, we got a roll.
Tower clear.
Roger, roll.
My dear friends, welcome back to ET First Contact Radio, the show that brings you the latest galactic news three times a week. And today I have a very special guest, a unique guest I should say. His name is Michael Monk, and what I can tell you about Michael Monk is that he is really amazing. Michael Monk is specialized in communication, speech and writing, evolution of the soul and ascension, healing, prayer and all metaphysical modalities, sensitivity and unity with nature and exterior environment, interplanetary travel or interplanet travel, orbiting Merkaba and astral projection, and empowerment, supernatural metaphysical abilities, telekinesis, aerokinesis, pyrokinesis, hydrokinesis, photokinesis, dematerialization and energy summoning. So without time to waste on the introduction, I want to welcome you heartfully to the show, Michael.
Thank you so much, Martin. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, and Michael, you and I are going to meet in the physical in Konstanz in Germany on March the 8th and the 9th.
That's right.
You will give there a symposium, I should say, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And can you explain to the listeners what you will do and what has brought you to this moment in time where you have all those abilities?
Sure. Well, the event in Germany is going to be a two-day learning seminar, pretty much a crash course in everything that I teach in my online energy school at avatarenergymaster.com. That's my website. So I'm going to be leading an education seminar to start to get everybody up to speed with the science and the philosophy behind the type of consciousness that I experience on a daily basis, which is seeing energy being unified with the electromagnetic spectrum, which means that I feel all vibrations as being a part of myself. I'm able to expand my mind past the body and out into the exterior environment, as well as travel multidimensionally. So I'm going to be given all the science and the philosophy behind that, as well as doing some demonstrations of both indoor stuff, connecting with each other, merging souls, bits of telekinesis stuff and outdoor stuff, which is merging with nature, changing the weather patterns, connecting with the trees, with the grass, you know, everything out in nature. It's going to be a mind-blowing experience for whoever is able to make it, because I have an ability to merge souls with people and literally take them into the type of consciousness that I experience, which is unity consciousness. You know, I'm no longer under the illusion of separation. I'm completely unified. I'm able to merge my consciousness with anything inside or outside of my body. So I have the ability to literally link with another person and expand them into it. And as well, I teach a series of courses that leads people into this state of consciousness. And it's more easy to achieve than you would think. But we have a series of online courses that we offer at our website. Now, what got me on this path, a long series of events, really, it all started out in my early 20s. I wasn't really seeking to be spiritual or anything. I was watching a movie, and I began to feel an energy in my headspace, like a really strong, very clear and present energy. And it began to speak with me telepathically, mm-hmm. and meaning that not only could I hear it inside of my head, but I heard it in my eardrums as well. It sounded just like a physical voice. And it asked me to stand up and turn the TV off. And so I did that and was curious who I was communicating with. And I asked if it was my grandfather who had recently passed. And I got the answer yes, and an overwhelming flood of like joyous energy. But then I felt another presence within the same energy that was different than my grandfather. And it felt like my cousin who had recently passed. So I said, "Cousin Jason, is that you?" And the same voice said yes and flooded me with joy. So I was sort of confused, and I said, "Okay, you're both my grandfather and my cousin. I really don't understand." And it opened up my inner vision at that point, and I saw just an endless host of light beings that were shaped in like physical bodies, but they were all glowing with light, and they were all linked together and speaking to me telepathically as one singular voice. That's when I understood what I was speaking with, and I called it God at the time. I use the term collective consciousness now. But I was like, wow, so this is what it's like on the other side. We're all connected and we share thoughts and feelings. And the voice said, "You finally met me, and now you can ask me any questions." And I had no spiritual background at the time. All I had was a religious upbringing. So throughout the night, I asked many questions about the Bible and stuff. And it kept leading me away from those types of questions and into information concerning the nature of reality, about vibrations, about dimensions and everything like that. By the end of the evening, I was staring at a wall, and I just knew based on the information I just gained that if I did the correct thing, that I could see through the wall as though the wall wasn't there. That's what really started it all out. And for about 8 years after that, I tried to find what I was being told, what I was learning telepathically in the religions, because it was the only background that I currently had. And so for about 8 years, I went to different churches and read the Bible and stuff quite often. And I experienced during that 8 years quite a few very profound miracles by praying to God in the traditional way. Including in those was instantaneous healings. I had deeply stabbed my left eyeball, like a serious wound that I would have lost my eye. And I look in the mirror, I was at home all alone, and blood was dripping down from it. I was losing eyeball fluid as well. And then my other eye, my right eye, tears up to the point where I'm blind. And I was like, well, you know, I've got a relationship with God, so what am I worried about? I get on my knees and pray to God and Jesus to heal my eye. Next thing I know, I experience intense vibrations. I stand up and look in the mirror. The eyeball is completely healed. The blood is gone from the eye. The tears are gone from the right eye. And it seemed like the blood was displaced because there was a thin stream of blood running down the center of my forehead, which I wiped away, and there was no wound. So, you know, at that point, I was just thunderstruck. I didn't know what to do, who to tell about it, or, you know, where to go from there. And like I said, I didn't find any of my answers in the churches. But over the course of those 8 years, I experienced a few other miracles by praying for healing and such, including removal of cancer from another woman, and I mean, instantaneous. So it was pretty profound. By the time I discovered metaphysics, I already knew that anything was possible, that God was real, although perhaps a bit misunderstood by the religions. So what kicked off this energy path was in 2008. I was trying to bury all of this spirituality stuff because it didn't sit well with your general people, didn't sit well with my friends and family. So I was just working a regular career job as a car salesman and trying to ignore it all. But I got a bug in me about 2012 because that was starting to become pretty popular, and I'd had some feelings concerning it. So next thing you know, I'm at work. I should be working, but here I am studying spirituality. I came across David Wilcock, and he talked a lot about 2012, and he referenced some material that he called the Law of One. So I was like, okay, well, let me check that out. So I found out that was a channeling that was done in the 80s with an extraterrestrial entity known as Ra. And I was really curious reading this channeling because I was getting that same loving, joyous, sparkly confirmation of energy as I was reading this material. And at the time, I called that feeling the Holy Ghost. So I was like, okay, this is material that a couple hundred years ago would have gotten you burned to the stake for witchcraft, and here the Holy Ghost is confirming truth in it to me. So I found that really interesting. So the material was talking about vibrations, that there really is no physical matter, that everything is vibrating, and that our consciousness is also vibrating. So it allows us the illusion of solid form, but that's not really how it works. And it really sunk in, Martin. Like there's, you can read something and understand it, but then you can read something and really, really understand it and have it go into your core. And that's what happened to me there. And as soon as it did, I got hit with an extremely intense energy, like the strongest I've ever felt, even more than the healing. And that voice came back that I called the voice of God at the time and said, I'd like you to go outside and get away from people. And so I did that immediately, went out back. And as soon as I stopped walking and I was away from people, the whole world around me started rippling in a very fast, shimmering vibration, like heat, the way heat looks coming off of a blacktop on a really hot summer day, except it was everywhere, and it was really intense and mixed with brilliant colors of the rainbow spectrum. And I didn't freak out. Like, I knew this space. I knew this place deep within me, like I'd been there before, and I also knew what to do. Now, at the time, I didn't know what a heart chakra was, but the feeling of me knowing what to do was just opening my chest wide open. And as I did that, my body began to do the same thing that the exterior environment was doing, which is vibrating rapidly in a morphogenic, fluctuating rainbow light pattern. And as this happened, I no longer felt physical at all. I was becoming the energy all around me. And as I looked down to my at my arms and at my legs, I could see right through them, like they were transparent, like I was literally becoming waveform instead of a physical being. And at that point, some fear did enter in, and I thought to myself, well, what if I can't rematerialize? And as soon as I had that thought, I mean, like the very instant, I get slammed back into a body state of solidity, and the world around me began to focus back into physical form. So it was like spirit or God telling me, you know, that it's that easy to be in your body. It's much, much harder to be in the energy. But after that, I was really on fire. I mean, I knew that there was so much more to reality than I currently understand, and that for whatever reason, I was chosen to understand this type of stuff, or at least at that time, to begin experiencing it. So I quit my job and began really delving headfirst into this. And I spent about 2 years trying to find the gateway back into that state of consciousness. It's like the collective consciousness or God gave me the experience, but I didn't know how to get back there myself. Well, around the end of 2009, I discovered the gateway back into that state of consciousness just through zoning out, through vegging out. I began to open up my clairvoyance to where I could see energy at will. Once that happened, I spent all of my spare time from that point for several years just opening up to energy, to where I could see it, feel it, began to overlap it with all of my other senses, and just played and took some serious notes, like on how everything worked. So it wasn't too long after that all opened up that I began to enter into a completely different state of consciousness. When I would first see the energy, it to me seemed like something separate from myself. Like I was formed of energy, the world was formed of energy, but it was much bigger than me. And in fact, I was amazed that I could even survive in such energy when I would go into that state. Well, something curious happened at that point. I was meditating on my bed and viewing the energy, and a different part of my consciousness came into me and stated that I'm not the physical body, I'm the energy that flows out of it. And the moment that happened, all of the energy collapsed inward, almost like a dying star exploding into a supernova. And all of the energy splashed out of me at that point, and my consciousness went out with it. So no longer was I perceiving myself as separate from the energy. At that point, I became the energy, and my consciousness was dispersed into the reality around me. So I felt it, the exterior environment, the same way that I feel my internal physical body. So it wasn't long after that until I began to just realize that I was naturally telekinetic because of that connection. I saw that when I did energy with other people, that I could cause movement in their bodies, which led to me discovering that I can cause movement in the air and the wind, cause changes in the weather, cause water to vibrate, and, you know, lots of other cool phenomenon. So at that point, I knew that I had something really, really solid that hasn't been let into the mainstream before. You know, not only the ability to feel and see and sense the energy, but to actually move it and have an impact on the physical environment. So at that point, I formalized my teachings into a series of video lessons and made the website avatarenergymaster.com. And I've been teaching there ever since, for about 2 years now.
Oh, that's a stunning story. That's an amazing story, Michael.
Thank you. It was amazing to live through it.
Yes. Well, our friend from Germany, our Irish friend Adam McLaughlin, has connected us. Mm-hmm. And at the event in Germany, I will meet you and also maybe do an on-the-spot interview with you. And I'm very much looking forward to meet you there. What can people expect in Konstanz in Germany from what you are going to do with the audience?
Well, by the end of it, they can expect to have a very solid, very practical, and very grounded understanding of how energy works and how it relates to the physical body, as well as having practical techniques to develop that state of consciousness themselves. What they can expect to experience from me is varying levels of connection. So I'm offering sessions as a compliment for people to actually have a personal energy session with me. And everybody that opts in for that is going to feel firsthand what it's like to be in unity consciousness. So I'll expand my soul into a radiant sphere and literally put a part of myself in their body and introduce them to their soul so that they feel the same enveloping energy coming out of them. Then they can feel what it's like for us to link and become as one, like the same way when you put two flames together, how they grow into one bigger flame. That's what it's like when two souls move, and then we can move around the room or the environment, whatever we're in, and I can just show people that you're not stuck in your body, that your consciousness can expand out into the physical world the same way you can place awareness in your hand or your foot. You can place awareness 10 feet away from you in the air or in a tree around you or anything like that. And I'll have a series of demonstrations that I do for everybody else. Everybody will get a chance to feel the energy, to feel what it's like to be connected. But the people that opt for the personalized session, you know, obviously are going to get to go a little bit deeper in it. And on the second day, we plan on taking everybody outside and doing some demonstrations of nature unity. And as far as what specifically will happen there, I mean, you never know. The magic comes out depending on the moment, but we're going to be experimenting with switching the weather patterns, with altering the directions and the amplitude of the wind. We're going to experiment with merging with trees, which is one of my favorite things to teach. Once a student has a certain understanding about the unity of all things, you can literally place your hand on a tree and fuse with it. So all of a sudden you have two bodies. You have the tree, and that's your body, and you have your physical body. And you can actually shift your consciousness right out of your body and into the tree and feel what it's like to be soaking up all that sunshine and drawing the water up through the roots. It's an experience you never forget, and you never forget how to do it. Like, once I take a person through a series of activations like this, it becomes a permanent part of their own being. But I do want to stress that it is easily possible for people to learn this without me in person, which is, you know, why I have the online courses. But if a person does have access to me for in-person, it can greatly accelerate their understanding because I'm able to merge with that person and take them into the experience.
That sounds very promising, my friend. And I want to ask you a question of a totally different nature regarding extraterrestrial contact. What kind of scenario do you see happening relating to the event disclosure and first contact?
That's a pretty loaded question. I know that extraterrestrials are real because I've met them, and very often, every night, because I'm multidimensional, I have 5 to 10 out-of-body experiences. So I've been to countless other worlds besides planet Earth and met countless what you could call extraterrestrial species, although almost all of them look exactly like we do, with just slight variations. But what we're heading into is a time of opening up to multidimensional existence. And there's a lot of things that need to be understood by people to understand how this all works. Because yes, extraterrestrials are real, and yes, they're visiting, but there's a lot more to it than that. They're also an extension of our own being. We're like a soul family with them. So every single human has simultaneous existences in these other worlds. So we're like one giant family, and this human, this third density expression, is just one of our expressions, and these expressions are, you know, currently separated from each other, but the veil is thinning down, and the possibility for us to have a more rich interaction with our multidimensional family is really opening up. From everything that I've concluded, though, through my energy research and by being able to actually see the energy and see how it all operates, is that each planet within the universe is literally its own pocket of space and time. So, like, when we look out from here and we see the stars, we're seeing matrix representations of other world systems. Not necessarily the other world systems themselves, because each planet, each sphere is a sovereign collective consciousness and is creating reality, creating space and time from the inside out. So, like, when I'm out of body and I want to shift to another world or another planet, I don't travel anywhere to do it. I don't, like, fly through the stars and end up on another place. What I do is I merge with a star that's in the sky. And I connect it with my heart space, with the very core of the being that I currently am. And I begin to draw the energy of that star matrix into myself and ground it into the physical world around me. And the next thing I know, the physical world around me begins to shift and reform into the world representation, the planetary system that particular star represents. So it's like you don't go anywhere. You just shift the world around you into being like the world that the star represents. And I definitely believe that this is how we're currently being visited right now, that they're not so much extraterrestrial, they're interdimensional soul family, you know, a simultaneous existence that we have with other parts of our own being, because the universe is literally one being expressing itself in many parts, and we're one of those parts. So I definitely believe in extraterrestrial. I believe in contact. I just don't think it's going to quite turn out the way everybody's expecting.
Okay, well, and how is it that you think it will turn out then?
Well, I think that the first thing that has to happen is we need to understand energy as a race. Like, we need to really take a responsibility for our energy fields, because everybody is unconsciously expanded in the same way that I am. Everybody has an electromagnetic field that extends all the way out. But people aren't consciously in tune with it, so they can run vibrations that are damaging to each other without even knowing it. And most especially to an extraterrestrial consciousness coming here to our world and to our collective, if we're not at peace and our energy isn't welcoming and ready to bring in that different type of energy from a different world signature, then it could be hazardous to them. Like, an example I could quote, like, if people listen to Bashar, he's talked about attempting contact a few times, and when he does, when the orb or the UFO begins to come over the people, they go into a fear or a panic mode. All of these dark energies begin to come out, and the UFO just leaves. You know, it can't even come into that. And I believe what Bashar said was they're not going to land, you know, in the middle of a war zone. Well, the way it is they can't. Because this is our world, and we're a sovereign co-creational species of consciousness, meaning that we are forming our world and our pocket of space and time. So if anything wants to come here and visit, then they're basically playing by our terms and our rules. And if we're completely out of harmony, then it wouldn't be, you know, so-called safe for the extraterrestrial consciousness to come here. And likewise, when I go to other worlds, I can only end up in their worlds if I'm in harmony with them. You know, it's a two-way street, so there's got to be harmony on both sides.
Yeah, that's a definite and clear answer. And I also am praying and hoping and working toward a more harmonious world, because I also think that contact on a global scale can only happen when we are in a law of consciousness, a state of love and appreciation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I've been thinking, if Donald is ready, I have selected some music for the listeners that is indeed heightening the vibration of love. It's a special chosen music from Usher Quinn, and it is called, hold on a second, Golden Heart from Music for Love, and you're going to find it beautiful and amazing.
When I close my eyes, I see this love in eternity, walking hand in hand across the sand, forever you and me. And when the fog of fear obscures, and the warmth of our love endures, love and only love can keep us free. To live our perfect mystery. can hear the silence of the snow. Now my shadow is my brother, and my sister is the moon. And every flower that grows is part of you.
Yes, my dear friends, this was Golden Heart from Usher Quinn. Beautiful music to get in the state of love and higher vibration. Did you feel the love vibration, Michael?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the next subject, Michael.
Okay.
What do you generally advise the people that are listening? what they should do with their energy or could do with their energy, how in what way they can lift up their consciousness and their and their love vibration. What kind of advice would you give the listeners?
It's all about connection. It's all about being able to feel. So, I mean, of course, I would advise more than anything to check out my course. I have a 7-day free trial, and it's a very insignificant monthly fee, $29 a month, if you decide to stay with it. And the course is a step-by-step, very easy, very intuitive process of achieving this type of consciousness. But outside of that, it's about reducing the brain waves. We're stuck in a beta brainwave state, and a person typically gets into that from awakening and doesn't depart from it until going to sleep, beta brainwaves being the busy state. The brain is constantly chattering, telling us we need to worry about this, we need to worry about this, what does this person think about us, what does that person think, what are we going to do about this? You know, it's like an endless chatter that goes on. The only time that typically diminishes in a regular life is when they're listening to music or something. But the more you can get the brain waves lowered and keeping a state of consciousness, the more the soul is going to become apparent to you. If you can get to where you're in a theta brainwave state, but you're still awake, in other words, you didn't pass out. Typically, when you're in theta, it means that you're going to be in a very deep, lucid or vivid dream. But what you end up achieving as an energy master is how to get into that theta state while standing on your feet and completely conscious. What happens then is the same body that you experience during an out-of-body projection, that light body, very fast, high vibration, super connectivity, that same body becomes available to you as an overlap to your physical body. So next thing you know, you're feeling your soul completely, perfectly overlapped with your physical body, and you can leave your body at that point and go to a different dimension, or you can expand your consciousness out into this reality and just feel and experience firsthand that the people around you are extensions of your being and that the world around you is an extension of your being. Once you see that it's all one thing, that everything all is one, that everything is all connected, then the answer to love becomes obvious. I mean, it becomes natural to love because you see that everything is a part of your own self. Before that, you know, we're in an illusion of separation. So it's like we have to strive with philosophy and other means to get us to be in that loving state. But once you're permanently connected, then you know through experiential data and on a constant basis that everything is an extension of your being, that everything is fused and connected. So it just becomes perfectly natural to try to lift things up, to have more a tolerance and more patience and more of a willingness and a drive to help others.
Okay, well, that theta state where you were speaking about, what kind of tools or techniques can people learn in your course so that they can acquire that state?
Well, there's a few different methods in there. All of the lessons are related, so every single lesson leads to having success with every single other lesson because they're all based on pretty much the same principles. But we teach a theta meditation where a person will lay down for about 30 minutes and discover within themselves something that I call the consciousness tunnel. Like when you're on a couch and you're tired and you're struggling to stay awake, but you nod off and fall asleep, there's like a sinking feeling that happens right at the point that your consciousness nods off and goes to sleep. Well, what I teach is how to find that sinking feeling, which is actually your consciousness going through a tunnel or what you could call a wormhole to another dimension. So I find how to, or I teach the students how to achieve feeling that sinking feeling and not going completely into it. So you learn to be halfway in between awake and asleep. And once you've got that connection, then you can begin to fuse in data from the other side of the wormhole. And depending on your clairvoyance, you can even see the connection in your inner vision. So that's one thing. We also teach a series of exercises having to do with sensory overlap, where you learn that everything is a vibration, and so it can be interpreted in many different ways. In other words, if we receive a vibration in the rainbow spectrum, our brain tells us that that's visual data, and it interprets it that way. But once you have a key understanding of your electromagnetic presence, you can intercept these signals and translate them however you want. So in other words, you could be looking at a tree that's 30 feet away and decide that you want to feel it with your sense of touch instead of see it with your sense of sight. And you can overlap the light vibration with a sense of touch vibration. And next thing you know, you can feel that tree just like it's an extension of your being. You can also smell the tree. So you could take that visual data and interpret it as a sense of smell or a sense of hearing. You can learn to hear vibrations. So all of these senses can be overlapped in any way. I think there's like 100 and something different combinations of ways to overlap the senses. But what ends up happening is that you see that the head is a very sensitive feeler. So we've been taught our whole life that the head is for thinking and that the body is for feeling. So we never even encounter this whole idea that we can feel with our internal headspace, which is what you learn in my course. You learn to gain a conscious presence through your five senses. So anything that you see, you connect with your sense of touch and you can feel. So it's almost like your eyes become cone-shaped hands that give you a definite presence into the world. Same thing with your hearing. Same thing with your sense of smell and taste. So these five senses that are at the head level become extremely powerful tools for sensory information. Once that happens, you no longer are plagued by the ceaseless desire to think. You want to feel. You want to be tuned in and feeling with that headspace. Because if you think, most people think in words, right? Word thought. If you go into a state of vibration where you're feeling your whole energy column and you begin to think in words, your throat chakra vibrates. Even though you're not speaking at the physical level and vibrating your voice box, there's still a vibration that happens in the throat level of where the words would be formed. And because of that vibration, your energy column gets interrupted. To where it can no longer feel. It's no longer connected because it's vibrating in word thought. So what this naturally leads to is that you feel a hell of a lot more and think a lot less, which constantly keeps you in like an alpha brainwave state, which is much more highly connected.
Okay, well, that's very clear. Your website is avatarenergymaster.com. Mm-hmm. And when people want, can people have, for example, a personal session with you? And when they can, if the answer is yes, what they can expect from such a session?
Yeah, absolutely. We do offer personal sessions to the public. It can be for healing or for activation or for energy counseling. So if you've had a series of extreme experiences that you just don't understand and you need to, you know, speak with me about it, since I have a full understanding of energy, that could be very beneficial. If you have an ailment that needs healed, or if you would just like an activation, like an acceleration into this type of consciousness, then that's available through our website. If you go to the courses and services page and scroll down past the courses, you'll see the link to register for one of those sessions. And I would like to point out that we are available, the teachers in my course are available for students for voice access once they get to the mastery level on a free 7-day-a-week basis. So we have three different levels. We have awakening, advanced, and mastery, which takes a student through the different levels of understanding. So what I'm saying is once you've made it to the third level, then we give you an unlimited amount of voice access to the teachers. But until then, up until that point, if you want a session, you can register through the website. And what people experience, you know, it varies so much person to person. I've probably done about close to 1,000 of these since inception. On the healing side, I've witnessed everything from slight to miraculous. Some of my more notable ones that I've done from a distance there, I had a case with a guy who had internal bleeding hemorrhoids, which is a very very bad condition that does not go away on its own. And his only option was surgery, but he had heard of me before then. And he reached out to me, and I did a distance session, and the hemorrhoids went away overnight. He was completely healed. I've had other circumstances, like with Mr. McLaughlin, your friend Adam, and my friend too. He had a bad lower back and leg pain issues, and I did a session with him, and that went away. I've had many instances of curing arthritis, stomach ulcers, you know, you name it, just so many different issues. But healing is, it's never guaranteed, and it never works the same way with two different people. There's so many factors involved. There's the person's beliefs. There's the beliefs of the practitioner. There's the willingness of the other person to receive. And then there's also, you know, the higher self to consider, or the life plan, because a lot of these illnesses that we have, they're on purpose, that we literally gave to ourselves to wake us up or to teach us a valuable lesson. For the activation side of it, I pretty much just merge consciousness with the person. I overlap spheres. So I break down this illusion that we're separate, and I feel us as though we're overlapped magnetically in the same presence, and begin to move energy and fuse my consciousness in with theirs, which sort of gives them access to all of my knowledge, everything that I've learned about energy at the subconscious level, and then it filters in, you know, through their ego, like as they're ready to receive it. But, you know, the results on all that, it varies incredibly. I've had some people not feel the energy at all, but then report back 3 days later that their arthritis is gone. And I've had people just floored with magnetic sensations, electrical sensations getting taken out of their body. I mean, you name it. It's just broadly variant. But on average, a person gets medium to strong sensations, relief from their symptoms, and an activation of consciousness if that's what they chose.
Yes, and then I have a completely different question. Do you also are in contact with nature, and I believe you love animals and plants. What's your relationship with animals, and do you communicate with animals, for example?
Yeah, I sure do. It's my relationship with nature, with animals, with everything. It's like it's parental. So I can feel the magnetic level of soul growth that anything that's in my exterior environment has. In other words, I can feel my own magnetism, my own light presence, and the size and the magnitude of it. And then I can feel the animals, I can feel the trees, the bushes, I mean, you name it. So it's very apparent to me that they're under my care, or under my stewardship, almost like a parental thing. So I have a lot of like fatherly love or motherly love, or is I would say more like grandparent type of role, like a steward, like I'm there to help that consciousness out, to help it understand itself, and to help it grow and evolve into the next stage of everything, which is, you know, becoming human. Because I am expanded in that way, I can literally put a part of myself merged with the tree, or with the squirrel, or with the bird, or whatever, inside of them, and feel what they feel, and on some occasions even see what they see. So it's a really interesting thing. I mean, it's endless entertainment and a source of great joy once a person has learned all of this. The communication, though, works a bit differently. You see, feelings are the universal language of communication that everything understands. And we discount the amount of intelligence that's behind feelings sometimes. In other words, like right now, even as I'm speaking, I'm using these words. But before I even open my mouth to speak these words, there's a vibration that happens, a grand culmination of feelings that like happens all at once. So before I even open my mouth to speak the words, the real communication has already happened through the electromagnetic vibration area. And this is the level that animals communicate on. you know, by straight feelings. But when you are telepathically in tune, your brain has the ability to interpret feelings as words. So you can literally hear it as though the animals or the trees or the plants are speaking to you using your native language. But that's just your own mind interpreting the feelings into a language, because like I said, the real communication is the feelings, and that happens before the word thought is expressed.
I totally agree with you. When I am at the house of my twin soul, there's always a little pussycat who comes to lay down on my heart chakra. Mm-hmm. And we totally merge in energy and feelings, and we communicate through our energy to our love. And this is so beautiful, and we don't need words for it.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, cats are natural amplifiers of energy. They're like walking crystals. So the opportunity to have a cat on your heart chakra while you breathe in electromagnetic energy, I mean, it gets really strong. And it's a blissful feeling and a great sharing of love.
Yeah. Okay, we have 3 minutes left before we have to close off. Robert Potter is a friend of you, and also Michael Grubb. And you work together with him, with them.
That's
actually.
Right. If we get an opportunity to do a longer radio show, that'd be cool if we could bring him on too.
Yes, yes. I have had Robert Potter on the show, so let's plan a show with the two of you, or maybe also with Michael Grubb. We can make a very interactive show for the listeners, and the listeners should be aware that I love them, and. Michael, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for this beautiful interview.
Thank you, Mark. It's my pleasure. I feel your soul, and I call you brother for sure.
Yes, I call you my brother. There's also the pyramid tour you have on March the 16th, I think, in Bosnia. So if you are interested in my friend Michael Monk, go to avatarenergymaster.com. And see for yourself the information. If you are in Europe, try to go to Constance, Germany on March the 8th and the 9th. I will be there too with Michael Monk, who was my dearly honored guest today on ET First Contact Radio. And don't forget to tune in on Sunday and Monday on Finding Voices Radio, where my show continues. ET First Contact Radio, with love, and namaste to all.
Namaste, everybody. Thanks for having me again, Martin.
Thank you, Michael. We'll be right back.